My name is John Early, and today's date is October 2nd, 2019. Dave, would you state your full name, please?
Dave Whitlock.
You must have a middle name or something.
No, it's just Dave, D-A-V-E, Whitlock.
From birth, that's the way you were named, Dave Whitlock.
Yeah, yeah. My middle name, William, but I'd never used it.
All right.
But if it makes you feel good, David William Whitlock.
Well, for oral history, I guess we're kind of weird about those kind of things.
Okay, that's fine.
Your date of birth?
11-11-34, November the 11th, 1934.
So your present age?
Is 84 and three quarters.
You'll be 85?
In November.
This November.
Yeah, yeah.
Where are we recording this interview?
Well, in my favorite place to work and to hang out, and that's my art studio.
Tell us, in Oklahoma, where are we?
It's about a mile from a big metropolitan area called Tailhote, Oklahoma, which is about 16 miles from Tahlequah.
Right. You have a stream of water coming by here?
Yeah, yeah. I actually live on John Nichols Ranch. We have an acreage here that we lease from John with our home and our studios on. In that particular acreage, we have a beautiful little trout stream that runs right by my door, and it has beautiful rainbow trout in it.
The name of the ranch is?
Caney Creek Ranch.
Caney Creek Ranch, right.
Yeah. Caney Creek basically runs right through the center of it.
Okay.
And it's 4,000 acres of ranch.
Where were you born?
I was born in Muskogee, Oklahoma.
Your mother's name, maiden name, and where she came from?
Evelyn Cornelius Smith. She came from Muskogee, too.
What kind of personality? What kind of person was she?
Well, she was a good mother, but it was an effort to be around her.
Well, could that have been vice versa, too?
Well, yeah, it could have been very easy, but even people like Emily, my wonderful wife, had a hard time getting along with her. She's just a tough lady.
Yeah.
You know.
How about your father, then?
He was just the opposite. He was really easygoing and very thoughtful, and he wasn't self-centered at all.
What was his name?
His name was Joseph William Whitlock, and he was also from Muskogee.
So maybe your personality is more like your father?
I hope so.
What did they do for a living? What did your father
do? Well, they got together in the Depression. Neither one of them had anything but a high school education. So my dad, for the most part of the time that I knew him, was a construction welder. He went around the country welding on pipelines, hydroelectric power dams, and that sort of thing. So he was gone about two-thirds of every month working on different jobs. And my mom, she was a housewife, but for a little while she was a beautician in Muskogee.
Since you went into fishing, which we'll get into in artwork, did they have any of those interests?
Yes, they did. Both sides of the family, the Whitlock and the Smiths, were avid outdoorsmen. And they were avid outdoorsmen for two reasons. One, to feed themselves, because they ate everything that they caught or shot. But also, they enjoyed it. You know, they really loved it, too.
Were they fishermen?
Fishermen and hunters, both.
But the art that eventually showed in your life, did they show any of it?
No. Not that I know of.
At birth, you were born with a spinal...
Yeah, I had a difficult birth, and the birthing process damaged my spine. It created a weak back, basically, because it was on my spine. But for the most part, I've kind of gotten over that. By the time I was in my puberty years, I started outgrowing that.
But when you were 6 and 7 years old, it would have been bothering you?
Yeah.
Were you in bed a lot?
The problem... It's really complicated, but I'll try to make it as simple as possible. When I had that birth, it was difficult. And then sometime in the next 2 years, I contracted rheumatic fever and polio. By the time I was 5 years old, I was suffering from all three severely. But they did not realize all of those things that happened to me simultaneously. So I spent a lot of times in Gripple Children's Hospital, them just trying to figure out what was really wrong with me.
The Crippled Children's Hospital, where was that?
In Oklahoma City and St. Louis.
This is at 5 years old?
Yeah, 5 to about 8 years old.
If you were battling all that, what about your education?
Well, I went to school, grade school and stuff, but I was in and out of the hospitals. I wasn't incarcerated in the hospitals all that time, but I'd come and go.
Okay.
A week or two here, a week or two there.
Do you recall how tough that had to be for you?
It was hell. It was hell. It scared the hell out of me. First of all, it wasn't a pleasant place to be. And they weren't sensitive about me being alone or scared or what have you. I was in wards with 20 or 30 other kids that were just as unhappy. I really thought that my folks had abandoned me, you know.
Sure.
In fact, twice I ran away from the hospital. the best I could move. I actually got outside the hospital before they caught me.
Huh. This went on for how long?
Until I was about 6 years old. And then my mother started taking me to a chiropractor. And she did a lot for my mobility.
Polio was a paralyzing disease. Did that affect you?
Did it? Were you my right leg.
Your right leg.
Yeah.
You still have permanent...
I have permanent disfigurement. My right leg is weaker and a little smaller than my left leg. But for the most part, as you saw this morning, I don't have a problem getting around.
No, not at all.
Yeah.
For young people listening, polio was a...
Both of them probably don't even know what it was.
No, they don't, and they can look it up in Wikipedia.
Yeah.
But it was an infectious disease,
horrible.
And you could get it from someone else.
Yeah.
I remember in North Dakota where I lived, the next-door neighbor boy had it, and we walked around his house to make sure we didn't get close to him.
I remember during that epidemic, kids wouldn't go to swimming pools, and they were scared to go to school and everything because it was pretty rampant. It wasn't unusual for everybody to know a victim. The most horrible thing about it, as far as I'm concerned, is a lot of people lost their ability to breathe, and they put them in an iron lung for the rest of their life.
Yeah.
Or until they died. The sooner the better on that deal.
And so I guess despite your medical problems, you escaped all that.
Yeah, yeah.
With polio.
Yeah.